Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and there's a lot of things there on the site you can do to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including subscribing to my free newsletter, which comes by email on Sunday, every Sunday in the afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And you can subscribe by really simple syndication, RSS. You can subscribe to my blog, Jim's blog, which is also on the homepage there. So check that out when you get a chance. And thousands of archives, thousands of articles, including many of both of those from our good friend Michael Stewart, who's with us right now. Mike Stewart is an international speaker, a professional trainer. He's a consultant to companies and individuals all over the world. He is one of the best guys I know to help people deal with change. He's the author of the outstanding book on salesmanship, Close More Sales. But more importantly, he's our good friend. Mike Stewart, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Mike, remind us the name of your company.
It's Stewart Sales Dynamics, Jim.
Stewart Sales Dynamics.
And yes.
I like the way you say that. Mike, one of the things that, you and I are similar in one way. We both have been around the block a couple of times. I may have a little more gray hair than you.
I doubt that.
I'm probably a little longer in the tooth than you, but you're like me. You've seen a few changes in your professional career, and boy howdy, not only are things changing, but they're changing faster than ever before, aren't they?
They really are, Jim. It's just amazing. I saw something recently on technology, and the first technology they talked about was the wheel and the change that it brought about in this world, and how change was measured in months or years or decades.
Right, right.
And today, the technology is computer, and change is measured in days, hours, or minutes.
An internet year is the term that's being used these days. An internet year is 90 days.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's something I hadn't heard.
Yeah. And, what I say, Mike, is that a computer is, there's nothing really new under the sun. A computer is just a fancy wheel.
That's right.
But it's not that we have a computer now instead of a wheel. The issue is how quickly we're going from this wheel to the next wheel. And what, as you were saying, maybe it used to, when you and I were coming up in the marketplace, you could develop a really smart strategy that caught on. You might could eat off that for 10 years.
That's right, a long time.
Now you might not be able to eat off of it for more than a month.
Well, I hope it's longer than that. We're in the process of reinventing our business, and some of the things that we've done in the past, we're just moving beyond. We've got to do that. Because
you're shedding the baggage.
Well, I hope so, yes. And trying to be more effective for our clients.
It's painful, though,
is that what used to be accepted as the norm didn't produce results and produces even fewer results today in the marketplace. So we're making many changes.
Lots of our clients
are faced with adversity and are having a tough time, which is nothing new. Most every businessman or business person does that, as do executives and managers.
But, Mike, that what used to be successful, term that you used a minute ago, that's the baggage that's hard to get rid of, isn't it? It hurts to get rid of what used to be successful.
Oh, well it's not only that it was successful, it was comfortable.
Uh-huh.
And even though it stops being successful, it continues to be comfortable.
We love it, don't we? We fall in love with it.
Oh, yes, we absolutely do. Our program on change is called Get a Grip by Letting Go. And the key to
Say that again, Mike. I like that.
Get a grip by letting go.
Write that down, folks. That's going to be on the test.
and that's what change is all about, and that's what dealing with adversity is all about. And we all think that we face adversity every day in our business life and in our personal life. I'm from Gulfport, Mississippi.
Oh.
A boy. And Katrina did a
job. Now, that's not where you live. That's where you originate from.
Yes, yes. No, I live in I live in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But I'm from Gulfport.
You got friends and family down there, don't you?
Lots. And
how are they doing?
Well, actually, everything was fine, but we had a few scary moments. One of my cousins was missing in action down there, and she's fairly young. She's a very accomplished actress and getting advanced degrees in drama. And
she's okay now.
Oh, she's fine, but she just disappeared.
Yeah.
And it was very frightening. But she turned up okay, and all of our classmates are okay.
Good.
Thank goodness. Our high school class is connected on the Internet. We talk about how things change.
Huh.
And we're a close-knit group.
Hey, Mike, stand by. Hold that thought. We're going to come right back, and Mike is going to help us deal with these challenges that we can turn into opportunities. Right after these messages, it's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's John Cougar to take us out. Actually, John Mellencamp, I think, this time. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'll read the clock. I'll tell time in a minute. I'll learn how in a minute. Don't worry. 17 till, 43 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and try to never take myself too seriously, because just as soon as I do, I mess up. And one of those people who knows what I'm talking about is Mike Stewart. Mike's our good friend, and we're talking about dealing with change. Mike, that word change is something that in the past you could say change, you could contemplate change, and you could almost say, yeah, I'll change when I get around to it.
That's right.
Now when you think of change, if you're in business, or actually in anything that you do, you actually have to say, you know what, I have to wake up every morning thinking about change, not when I get around to it.
That's right. And Art Linkletter's son said, reinvent your business before your competition does.
Right, right.
And that's what we're facing, because if we don't take the initiative and make the changes that we need to be making, then circumstances may. Before we took a break, we were talking about my high school class and how mm-hmm. they all connected. And as I said, I'm from Gulfport, and fortunately, everybody's okay, and we've been in communication. And one of my real good friends, who's an attorney in Gulfport, lost his home. I mean, he told me that there's nothing. It's a slab.
Hmm.
That's it. That's all that's left.
Hmm.
His office is totally damaged. They've managed to get it open, but they have to close every day between 1 and 2 because the heat is so bad.
Well, not only that, but where are his clients?
They're scrounging
scattered
around. He's
to
probably
the four
got
ways.
A lot of business right now.
Yeah,
I've got another friend in Pass Christiane, Linda, and everything that she had is gone. There's absolutely nothing. And change has been forced on all these people. And at this point in their lives, you would never expect that they'd face the adversity and the change that they're facing right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're coping well, and basically, you know, they're going through the process. That's natural. They do it intuitively, I think, under those kinds of circumstances. But when does this change?
It's the human spirit to rise above those kinds of things.
Yes, it is.
But it's not so much our natural instinct to rise above the business challenges that happens, is it? Because of that comfort level you were talking about.
That's exactly right. And I talk about the three C's of change.
Mm-hmm.
And the first is choice. The second is commitment. And the third is coping. And when people are in the situation that Paul and Linda are in Gulfport and so many other friends down there, you know, they've got to choose either to stay there and how they're going to feel about their situation and what they're going to do about it. And if they don't make the choice, then they don't know where to go. And we see this all the time. People who've been evacuated from that area are having to make choices whether they're going to stay where they are or go back to the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And business people every single day have got to make a choice.
You know Mike, when a hurricane comes through, it throws you off of your, you know, off of your beam and basically makes the choice for you and thrusts change upon you overnight.
That's
now,
right.
And in the old days in the marketplace, as we and I were talking earlier, I mean, I literally have seen a father pass. I've lived long enough to see a father pass a business to a child. Mm-hmm. At a point where that industry was changing.
Mm-hmm.
But the child was able to make a living in that business while all those changes were happening, but not be able to pass it on to their child because the industry had matured and they hadn't made the changes. I mean, it took that long. But now, some of the things that are happening in the marketplace today are not unlike a hurricane, are they?
No, they're not. And
almost overnight, the way you did business yesterday could be obsolete today.
Well, that's true, and it happens very fast in some businesses, but in most, you know, we can predict the hurricane, and they knew it was coming, and they made preparations.
Right.
As far as Katrina was concerned, and then Rita that followed, and if people today in business will just look around the marketplace, they can see what's out there. They can see those tropical depressions.
It is possible. What you're saying is, it is possible to forecast these things that are coming at you, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But only if you get your head out of the sand.
That's right. You've got to be looking around, and you've got to have access to information, and you've got to be objective about it and divorce yourself from the emotion that we all feel about our comfort zones and what we're doing day to day.
What's the first thing? All right, we got lots of folks listening to you right now, Mike, and they're saying, okay, I get it. I want to be prepared for the change that's coming at me. What frame of mind should I have? What attitude should I have? How should my eyes be looking? What should my ears be listening for?
Well, first of all, listen to your customers. I think that's absolutely the most important thing.
Say that one more time, folks. This is going to be on the test.
Listen to your customers. The customers are what the business is all about, and I don't care what business you're in. That's the first thing. The second thing, I think, is become a student of the business. Whatever business you're in, whatever industry you're in, become an objective student of that industry and of that business. I was connected with the petroleum industry before I came into my own business here. As a matter of fact, I just saw a friend that I had known years ago, interviewed on CNN night before last, and he owns some service stations in up in the Washington, D.C. area. And the problem that he's got, that most people in that business at the dealer level seem to have, is conflict with the oil company. They just,
yep.
You know, they don't approach the oil company relations from an objective standpoint and see the world through their eyes. Now, it's not a pretty picture. It's not the picture that we want to see.
Right.
But it's the reality.
Hold on to that thought, Michael. We're going to come back and talk some more about change with our good friend Mike Stewart. He's the author of Close More Sales. Tin Tilt. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Mr. Robert Cray, ladies and gentlemen.
When I got out of bed, yeah, I thought about a happiness. Yes,
a little blues for you there.
Long left for dead.
That's the best blues, actually. Doesn't get any better than Robert Cray.
Baby, I love you.
Doesn't get any better than Mike Stewart either, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to managing your business and being ready for what's ahead. Mike and I are talking about change, ladies and gentlemen, and how to deal with it and how to recognize that it's coming at you faster than ever before. And, Mike, I don't see any let-up in the acceleration of change either, do you?
In fact, I see the opposite. And it's because everything's changing around us so fast, and we've got to cope, and we've got to stay with it, and we've got to stay ahead of our competition. You know, it's like somebody said, the saying used to be, continue doing what you used to do, and you'll keep getting what you've always got.
Right, that's the definition of insanity.
That's not true any longer, because if you keep doing what you always did, you don't get as much as you used to, because things have changed so fast around us.
Here's something, though, it's a little bit, it may be a little counterintuitive for a lot of people, but I think it's really important. Mike, and you brought it up twice this visit, and you've said both of them. You said you got to stay ahead of your competition. But here's what may be a little counterintuitive for a lot of people. The way you stay ahead of your competition is doing what Mike said earlier, and that's check with your customers.
That's right.
And see, I see this a lot, Mike, especially in bigger companies. I see them getting so focused on the competition that they lose sight of the customers. I call it I actually have given it a name. I call it the customer, what customer syndrome? And when you, if you ever, the moment any company starts spending more time contemplating their competition rather than just observing them and knowing what they're doing, when you spend more time focusing and worrying about your competition than you do about what your customers want, that's
exactly
when you're
right.
That's when you become afflicted with the customer, what customer syndrome.
That's pretty good, Jim. I like that. I haven't heard you say that before.
Well, and that's what you've been saying that all day, the whole time we visited today, and I wanted to make sure that we when you said stay ahead of your competition that we put that look out for your customer real close there.
Well, that's true.
Those two need to be real close.
That's right, and that's where it comes from. If you remember during the quality movement, there was such an emphasis on quality.
Right.
And so much attention was paid to quality that a number of companies, large companies, were in financial trouble. Some went into bankruptcy simply because they focused so much on quality, they forgot
right.
their customers.
Right. They forgot who they were doing the quality for.
That's exactly right.
And the other thing that happens is one of the big things that's creating all the changes is the technology, Mike. And so I'm really proud of small business owners when they upgrade their technology and they become more efficient, more effective, and more productive with the technology. But sometimes they get so caught up in the technology that they lose sight of who's paying for the technology.
You're right. And it needs to be used to reinforce those relationships with your customers. I believe our website, as I said, we're reinventing our business, and our website really is reaching out more to customers than to our customers and future clients than it has in the past. One thing that we find is working very well is the publication of e-books. People can come right onto our website and they can
give us that website again.
Download. It's Stuart, Stewart, Sales. Dynamics.com.
StuartSalesDynamics.com. And the ebooks. Now, you've been telling us about those ebooks. I know that they're good ones. They can find those on your website, right?
Absolutely. We've got one called The Dirty Dozen, 12 Killer Mistakes That Murder Sales. It's a good little easy book, and it's excellent.
How much are they?
They range between $9.95 and $19.95.
What a deal. Check it out, folks, when you get a chance. Mike, one of the things that I tell my audience about technology is never let technology touch your customers unless there's something in it for them.
Okay, that's good.
Well, you know, you've seen it. You've been to places where they made you use the technology and it actually was in your way. It didn't give you better service. It didn't help anything. It helped the company, but it didn't help the customer.
Well, that's true, and I see that with sales forces also. The technology, rather than helping the sales force to do a more effective job and sell more new business, technology tends to bog them down if they're not careful.
Right, absolutely.
And I had a great experience yesterday. I visited with a new client, and they're using technology as well within a sales force as any company I've seen. We'll be doing more and more work with them.
And see, that's something that I'd like for you to come back and talk to us about another time is okay. Technology and our sales force. Because that seems, a lot of people think that would be kind of an odd thing to put together, but it actually does work.
I don't know how you can manage a sales force even if you've only got one outside salesperson.
That's the topic of our next visit. What do you think, Mike?
That's great. I'm making a note, Jim.
StuartSalesDynamics.com, right?
That's it.
Thank you, Mike, for being here. Good job today, as always. See you
Thank
next
you.
Time. And the book is called Close More Sales. You can find that at his website, too. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.